I had a chance to catch up yesterday outside of Satilla Grocery with Jeff Johnson. He wanted to be called JJ. He lives on Highway 110. And the fires more than 2 weeks ago came dangerously close to his house. And we've heard this with tropical storms and hurricanes in the past. He chose not to evacuate.
That's everything I own, you know, in that house. And I didn't know it got this close. That scared me when I seen that.
Yeah, you can see the fence over there.
Yeah, you should have melted. And everything that way, the little wedding chapel and all that's burnt down. But when I seen that Tuesday morning, last Tuesday when I went to work, that was scary. But I think now they say it's like 64% contained, and they got like 700 workers, you know, volunteers and stuff too. And God bless them folks. I mean, they've been going through it. What I went through was really nothing compared to what these pigs are going through. I think they've had the Salvation Army trucks up here to feed the guys, you know, the workers and the volunteers and stuff. And, you know, my hat's off to these people that still care and still care about the people that get trapped in it, you know. I mean, they did a great job. I wasn't there to see it, but they said that more businesses and homes were saved than were lost, and I believe that. Coming up 82 for the first time last week. You know, I hated to see the damage, but I see more saved than I see destroyed.
What do you think about the people serving food and just pitching in to help?
Hey, they greet the Salvation Army red truck that was sitting up here. They greet you with a smile and warmth and genuine concern and generosity. And they'd pile in plates with food and, you know, they just, yeah, you here. And these people here, I mean, look at what these people are doing. It takes heart, it takes motivation, it takes real care and concern for people to do stuff like this.
Indeed.
For people that are struggling right now because of the fire. See, I hadn't made any money. I'm digging into what I got saved, just the gas and stuff, you know, work and dog food, you know.
Well, you got some tonight.
Yo, I'm good to go, buddy. I'm good to go. Thanks to these folks. See,
indeed.
Look here. Even my dogs get fed. All
right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
JJ was walking away with some of the bones from the 50 pork butts that the local up the road in Nahunta had brought here outside of a Satilla Grocery to give to anyone. And they didn't ask for ID. They didn't ask, were you affected by the fires? That's just the community spirit. And they weren't charging a dime for any of it. It's really something to see that community spirit coming together.